Years ago, when I landed a management position, I was determined to excel. I dove into every course, read every book, and researched extensively, all to master management. But a few months in, I had an epiphany. It wasn't just about being a manager. I wanted to be a great leader. You might wonder, what's the difference? Leadership isn't just for the office, it's for life. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom leading your family or guiding yourself in your personal goals, leadership is the key. This week's episode, I'll explore these differences and share the realization that reshaped my perspective. Join me to discover how you can be the leader of your own life too. Find the full transcript for this episode and other resources for women leaders at womenleadersunlimited.com/21. You're listening to Women Leaders Unlimited podcast with host Juanita Badenhorst, helping women HR executives in male-dominated fields overcome imposter syndrome, gain recognition, and claim their space as a true business partner. Enjoy this episode. So let's start with a basic question. What's the difference between a manager and a leader? And more importantly, which should you aspire to become? This isn't just about semantics. The distinction between managing and leading can define your career trajectory, your relationships, and even your personal growth. Defining a great manager. Well, first up, let's talk about management. At its core, management is about maintaining order, ensuring that the day-to-day operations run smoothly. It's your ability to handle tasks, direct teams, and allocate resources effectively. As a manager, you're often seen as the linchpin that keeps everything in place. Without you, processes might falter. But what skills make you an effective manager? Think about your proficiency in planning, your knack for clear communication, and your capability to solve problems quickly. These are the gears that keep the engine of your team running without hitches. Switching gears, let's consider leadership. Leadership transcends the boundaries of mere task management to embrace the broader horizon of vision and influence. A leader inspires, motivates, and brings out the best in others. It's about seeing beyond the horizon and guiding others towards a brighter future. What are the skills to set leaders apart? Emotional intelligence, for one, plays a huge role. It's your ability to connect, understand, and empathize with others. Then there's your capacity to innovate and take risks, because without some level of risk, growth is limited. Now think about how these leadership qualities can ripple out, influencing all areas of your life. As a leader, your vision isn't confined to the workplace. It shapes your personal goals, your relationships, and how you interact with the world. It's about creating a legacy, nurturing relationships that go beyond professional needs, and influencing your community in positive ways. Here's a crucial point. Great leaders often need to be great managers, but the reverse isn't always true. Knowing when to switch between managing and leading can be your secret weapon. It's about using your managerial skills to keep things in order while also employing your leadership skills to push boundaries and inspire growth. Consider this. When a crisis hits, your managerial skills will enable that your team remains functional, but it's your leadership that will reassure and motivate them to overcome challenges. Let's look at examples. Think about women who have changed industries, communities, and policies. They blend robust management skills with visionary leadership to create impactful changes. These stories are not just inspiring, they're instructive. They show us how integrating both sets of skills can elevate a leader's influence. We can learn a lot from both historical and contemporary figures. Women like Eleanor Roosevelt, who led with empathy and insight, or contemporary leaders like Sheryl Sandberg, the former chief operations officer of Facebook, now Meta, who combines sharp managerial acumen with transformational leadership principles. Their journeys highlight the dual approach of managing well and leading inspiringly. To wrap up, whether you should be a great manager or a great leader isn't the right question. The goal is to be both. As women aiming for leadership positions, understanding when to manage and when to lead can make all the difference in both your personal and professional life. As you reflect on today's discussion, ask yourself where your strengths lie and what skills you need to develop further. Remember, the journey to becoming a great leader and manager is ongoing and ever evolving. Thanks for tuning into Women Leaders Unlimited podcast. Please leave a review about this show and share this podcast with other women HR leaders.